Kieran Dineen is back with his second look at this morning's papers.
Most of today's papers lead with reports on Israel's advances on Lebanon and a potential threat to the Irish peacekeeping soldiers. The Irish Independent has a photo from Beirut showing smoke and flames rising and details how fears are mounting for the safety of Irish troops trapped and surrounded at a UNIFIL outpost. There are exclusive photos in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Mirror of an Israeli Merkava tank positioned outside the outpost, with the Star saying the soldiers were staring down the barrel of hell. The Irish Times leads with the response from our defence forces that the troops there remain steadfast in their determination and resilience to fulfil the mission. Here at home, the Irish Examiner has a striking photo of a man sweeping floodwater out of Philip Dick's Jewellers in Bantry in West Cork after torrential rain left more than 40 premises flooded. Calling for a waiver from business rates, Eddie Wiseman of Wiseman's Clothing said they have 5 industrial dehumidifiers in operation to dry out the walls and floors, and predicts this will take up to 6 weeks and cost a few thousand euro. There is more intrigue in relation to the Oireachtas Russia spy claim that was made in the weekend's Sunday Times. Under the headline, "The Spy Who Came In From the Poles," Fianna Fáil TD Carl Groh told the Irish Sun the person should be named and shamed and face questioning from politicians. In the Irish Independent, Deputy Padraig Tobin reveals in 2017, when he was a Sinn Féin TD, he was approached by a consultancy firm and offered a trip to Russia, 5-star hotel stays and a chance to meet Vladimir Putin. The Ein Two party leader turned down the offer and told the paper, "You cannot serve two masters, and jollies such as this represent a threat of undue influence." The fallout from the Ukraine war is evident in an Irish Times report from Jack White, who met some of the 29 Ukrainians who were this morning being moved out of a property in Black Rock in County Dublin to hotel accommodation elsewhere. Ola Shirimer said her husband Victor has stomach cancer and needs special meals prepared as a result. Communicating via translation app, she said, We cannot live and cook in a hotel. Everything is nearby here, both a hospital and medical centre where my husband is being monitored. We are elderly people and it is very difficult for us to move." The Irish Daily Mail has a front page story which says that Gardaí believe failed asylum seekers are being tipped off about raids by people working in the International Protection Accommodation Service. The ministerial note says detention operations can be hampered by advance warning to possible detainees given by personnel working in various centres. In the Examiner, we learned that Thornton Hall is to accommodate 40 asylum seekers from this month in 6 tents on the long vacant site. An update from the Department of Integration says the goal is to deliver robust high-performance tents for up to 1,000 people. The Irish Daily Mail has a warning of a turf war looming over a new bill to clamp down on the sale and distribution of smoky fuels. Independent TD Carol Nolan says reports that local authorities will be given search and seize powers are the product of an administration addicted to authoritarianism. Meanwhile, to the Examiner, where Anne Murphy reports on the singing from the queues outside Lennox's Chipper, which closed yesterday. Rosie Ryan from Toker got staff to sign her chip bag and said, "I'm going to hang it on my wall at home. It will be a keepsake." And finally, to the Irish Independent and a report on how a pub landlord has warned customers he will charge them extra for large amounts of food they do not finish from his all-you-can-eat roast dinner buffet. Mark Graham of the Star Inn in the Cornwall village of St. Day is charging customers who breach the rule £2.40 extra. He said, "People now are so entitled. They think if they have paid the money, they can do anything they well like."
Kieran Dineen.